This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The opioid epidemic is causing death and havoc for families all across the U.S. Hundreds of state and local governments have filed lawsuits against the manufacturers of drugs, alleging they made false claims in marketing, saying that the drugs are not addictive. 50 cities in this state are suing. But in Michigan, there's a huge hurdle because of a law Bill Schuette co-sponsored while a legislator. That story came out today in the Detroit News. Karen Bouffard is the reporter, and she joins us now. So what is this law?
Well, it's the 1995 Michigan Product Liability Act, and it was passed again in 1995, passed shortly after Republicans took possession of the House of Representatives after, I believe it was about 26 years, that they had not had a majority in the House. And so it was during a time when there was a lot of fervor to quickly get conservative, business-friendly legislation passed in the legislature, and they got it passed.
So this was a Michigan Chamber of Commerce-backed legislation. Bill Schuette carried the water for the chamber. What exactly does it do?
First of all, there were quite a few sponsors. Bill Schuette was not the only sponsor, but he was definitely a sponsor of the bill. What this bill does is it says that Michigan residents, and not just residents, but that has also included the state of Michigan, cannot bring product liability lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies for drugs that were approved by the Federal Food and Drug Administration and labeled according to FDA standards.
How common is this? Do most other states have laws making pharmaceutical companies immune from lawsuits?
No, this is widely recognized as the most severe for consumers law of its type in the nation. It's basically the only one that has consistently barred these kinds of lawsuits. And speaking with attorneys that have tried to bring suits and been blocked by this law, it also has to do with the way the law has been interpreted by Michigan judges. Judges in Michigan at both the district and appellate level and then affirmed by the Michigan Supreme Court they've actually read this law in the most conservative way possible and determined that it was the intent of the legislature to bar all of these lawsuits, even in cases where the drug was approved but then used for an off-label use. In other words, the drugs were approved, say, for use in adults, but then they were used in children, or they were approved for one condition, but then they were used for another condition and marketed for use in that off-label way.
What does then co-sponsor, now Attorney General Bill Schuette, think of the law he supported in 1995?
Well, I initially emailed and got kind of a vague response, but then after asking for more detailed information about Michigan's history of collecting on lawsuits and so forth, the Attorney General's office came back with a statement saying that Bill Schuette would consider changing any law that keeps Michigan consumers from having their rights protected, including this 1995 product liability law.
Those 50 communities that are suing now in Michigan, how are these towns and cities actually hurt by the opioid crisis, first of all?
Oh, my gosh. The opioid crisis has just been disastrous economically for governments, from the state government to local governments, townships, municipalities, counties. They've all had to increase law enforcement efforts. Most police officers now carry naloxone in their cars, which is a very expensive drug that can be used to reverse the effects of an opioid overdose. That's very expensive. They've had to increase treatment opportunities. They've had to come up with jail space for people. They've also increased enforcement efforts to try to deal with people who are selling the drugs to these addicted people. So, and county coroners have to do more autopsies. It's just an endless list of ways that the opioid crisis has, you know, been an economic burden for governments all over the state.
So beyond this toll in human life, this has had real cost for municipalities across the state. So how does this law affect those communities' lawsuits?
Well, I've talked to a number of attorneys who say that they believe that this law could be an obstacle to those lawsuits, because if the judges decide that these lawsuits come under the Michigan Product Liability Act, they could toss these cases out of court. Now, I have spoken with other attorneys, including one of the attorneys from the city of Detroit, who says that they're going to try to do an end run around the law by trying to frame it around some other federal act, like say that it's a False Claims Act because the drug companies marketed the drug based on false information that opioids weren't addictive. They could try to find other kinds of federal laws that this might come under. But I spoke to a law professor from Wayne State University who said, yes, you can try to frame the law differently, but in the end, the judge could come back and say, no, this is a product liability lawsuit, and still throw it out. So I think everybody's kind of watching and waiting to see how the judge in Cleveland, who will be listening to all these cases from around the nation, will regard Michigan's law. Another thing to keep in mind is that these lawsuits are not only suing the drug manufacturers, but they're going after the drugstores, big drugstore chains that sold the drugs, and they're going after wholesalers. So they're trying to spread the blame out among different kinds of parties so that they're not just focusing on the drug companies.
Right,
so,
up and down the chain, yeah.
Yes.
You also reported a state senator has been trying to get this immunity for pharmaceutical companies law repealed. He's not had much success. Why?
Right. That's Senator Steve Bita, and he has tried to introduce legislation to repeal the law 7 times. He's been in the legislature for a long time. And, you know, Democrats were opposed to this law when it passed. They didn't have a majority in the House at that time, and they're still opposed to it. But with a, you know, Republican majority, it just hasn't been able to get much traction. One thing that I did see in my reading up on this law is that there was really very little press coverage of this when it passed. It really was not something that the public was aware of. And I think that some of these people are hoping that by making the public more aware of the way that this law actually impacts consumers and could potentially impact these governments, these local governments, that maybe the legislature will take another look at this law and see whether it's something that we really want and need.
Karen Buffard is a reporter with the Detroit News. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Lester.